And now it's time for News from the Boo, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KBOO with news from your community radio station.
Good evening, KBOO listeners. You are tuned in to KBOO Portland, and this is another episode of News from the Boo, your weekly news segment brought to you by Station Management. I'm your former station co-manager, Mike Crenshaw. Delphine Crescenzo is the sole manager of KBOO now, but I'm still going to be doing News from the Boo every other week. I'm talking about the upcoming Youth Summit tonight, and I have a very special guest, Kiyoshi, who is a trainer, an educator, multi-talented person, artist, musician, among other things. And Kiyoshi's going to tell us about what she's up to in the world, in the community, and what she's going to be doing at the Youth Summit. Kiyoshi, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Mike.
Right on. I'm glad you came down to talk to us about the Youth Summit and what you're going to be doing.
Yes, thank you so much for having me here. My goodness, I haven't been down here in so long.
Yeah? When was the first time you came to KBOO?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I probably was like 19, 18, 7, maybe even 17. Seneca had a show from like 12 in the morning to like 3 in the morning. And so we would come down here and do interviews.
Cool.
Play our music.
So you've been an artist and a performer and a songwriter and a poet and all these things. Will you tell the people that are listening maybe something about the different facets that make you you?
Yeah. What does make me me? So I kind of grew up in the church doing music. I was going through a lot, and it just became an outlet for me, you know. And my brother was doing it when he was alive, and he was really good at it. And then when he died, I was like, oh, I can't let this die. So I kind of took it over, you know, when I was like 9 or something like that, and then got in the Portland hip-hop scene. And it was really tight. Like, I met some amazing artists. I got to work with a lot of great female artists. Ended up starting a band called Rose Bent. Shout out to my Rose Bent characters.
Shout out to Rose Bent.
Love them. Still contemplating on doing more stuff. But, so that's how I got into the hip-hop scene. And then the other aspect of my life was youth work. And so I got into youth work pretty much after the death of someone that I loved, was very dear to me. When I was 19 years old, he got killed right in front of me. And that was like a transition, because as much as I wanted to hate the person who killed him, I just remember seeing hate in that man's eyes. And I just kept wondering, like, how did he get that way? You know, what can I do to make sure that, like, none of our kids ever turns into that person? You know, because he didn't know, his name was Jason, who got killed. But that guy, he didn't know him, and just, and he was black, you know, and that disturbed me. And so I just wanted to do my part, so I got into volunteering. I was actually a dropout at that time, high school dropout at that time, started tutoring. I was brilliant, started tutoring kids, went back to school, got my associate's degree, my bachelor's, and then my master's degree. And then I found myself at Step Up, which is an academic success and mentoring program through Open School Northwest. And it was there where I was really awakened to white supremacy and like how it shows up and the impact of implicit bias and how it shows up in individuals and then in organizations. And it's like I was looking around and I realized, oh my goodness, there's no women who look like me in executive leadership. So I started doing this research and I was just like, oh my goodness, out of all the degrees, like black, out of all the black degrees earned, African-American women account for almost about 70% of all of them, from associates on up. But yeah, we're only 2% of executive leadership. So what does that say? Is we're being excluded. And so, you know, I started a group called Black Girls Matter, and we talk about entrepreneurship, cultural history, health, and self-care, because it's important, you know, because I'm sure you know about what's going on with our community right now with diabetes, kidney disease, and just all these. And then you throw in racism, you know, and people just not realizing the impacts of their jobs, like what they're actually doing, and we're dying because of it. I just had to wake people up. And so after 3 years with Open School, learning about, you know, equity and how it shows up, how it works and how it makes things better, I said, I have to do more. We were actually 97% on track to graduate with my kids. And so I was just like, I can't just keep this here. I need to be able to move around. And so I started Empress Rules. Empress Rules is named after my daughter, Empress, because she's a woman of color, and when it's her turn, I don't want her to have to experience the same things that I have as, you know, a darker skinned woman who's brilliant, you know, being kind of going insane, actually, because I know I'm smart, I know I'm talented, and yet I'm not being given opportunities, whereas people who, you know, I've watched people get, you know, promoted without even there being a posting about the job, and their skin looked different than mine, and I was just like, okay, well, I got to go do my own thing, and so I just really been blessed to be able to have people who had already heard about my work and heard about me in the community just ready to work with me, you know. So shout out to everyone who like doesn't want to be a racist anymore. Thank you for reaching out.
Y'all might have a chance to actually make something great around these parts, but you know, we're dealing with a historical legacy, and I'm happy to know that you're doing the work you're doing to make a dent, you know, and open things up for people that are coming behind us. If people, I wanted to talk about the Youth Summit specifically, but before we transition into that, if people want to find out about Empress Rules and maybe hire you for anti-oppression training or facilitation, where could they reach you online, or where can they find out about Empress Rules?
You can go to empressrules.net. Once again, empressrules.net, empressrules.net, and just send me a message on the website. Check out what we do. I'm so proud of what we do. I love it.
Right on. And then we've got the Youth Summit coming up. What? So this is the Youth Summit's been going on for some time. I've been around since the beginning. Sister Imani's been doing this for youth in the community through her nonprofit. She was inspired to do this after a young man was killed. Similar situation. She was motivated by that. She knew she had to get out and mobilize and try to figure out ways to prevent this thing from happening again and again and affecting us the way that it does. So she started the Youth Summit, and you're going to be doing a workshop at the Youth Summit. When and where is that going to take place? And what are you going to be doing a workshop on?
Oh, thank you for asking. So this is the 12th annual Youth Summit Survival of the Fittest. And I love that because it really is. Like you mentioned, it's been going on for a while, since 2007. It's going to be at it's going to be Saturday, February 10th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Open School East. And that's on 165th and Stark. We have flyers all over Facebook so they can check it out. If you want to see the, if you're a vendor and you're interested in participating, you can contact Imani through www.youthpdx.org. Once again, www.youthpdx.org. And Saturday night, which I'm really excited about, from 6 to 9 at the Rosewood Initiative, which is really close, just on 162nd and Stark. It's going to be like a talent show. I think DJ OG1.
And Mighty.
Yeah.
OG1 and Mighty.
Yeah, it's going to be so dope. And so that's going to be a talent show. And if they want, if kids want to register, youth want to register, they just go on the website at youthpdx.org. And it's free. So you don't have to worry about paying for anything.
All ages, you can bring the whole family.
Absolutely. And if people are interested in volunteering, they can contact PDX Summit, PDXSUMMIT at gmail.com. And so we're always looking for our volunteers and people who have, you know, something to offer into the community. But what I'll be talking about is financial education.
Okay.
Imani wants me to talk about cryptocurrency. Which is kind of like a craze that's going on right now. It could possibly mean the end of the dollar as we know it. Cryptocurrency is a way for information to be transmitted. What's the word I'm looking for here?
Financial information?
Any type of information. Uh-huh. So, but you don't know where it comes from.
Okay.
I can't find the word right now because it's too early.
it's a dark way of transferring value.
Absolutely. Anything. It could be money. It could be information. Just whatever. And so banks are getting interested in using it because they keep getting hacked. So if you notice, there's all these hacking things that are going on. People are stealing like millions of dollars online. And so through cryptocurrency, it's just a way to transport information. And so the better the cryptocurrency, so that means the better the technology, then the higher the value in theory of the currency. And so it's like a new age stock market.
So information is currency, not necessarily dollars and cents as much as information is of value. We have to protect it. We have to find out more secure ways to encrypt it. And that's where the term cryptocurrency comes from.
Yes, and the word I was looking for is anonymously.
Okay, so, anonymously.
Exactly. Uh-huh.
So,
mm-hmm.
So we've recently heard about the Paradise Papers, the Panama Papers, these different exposés from whistleblowers that have talked about a lot of the wealth that has been consolidated in the hands of the super rich, mm-hmm. and the ways that they protect that wealth and store that wealth offshore. And so when a lot of us hear the term cryptocurrency, we automatically think of Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still not exactly clear what Bitcoin is. Are you going to talk about that?
I will. So you're going to have to come down and see it and come mm-hmm. check it out. But Bitcoin is just one of those. It does the same thing. It has its own own purpose, you know, which I'll go into while we're there. But that's just one of the things I'll be talking about. You know, uh-huh. I want to talk about the stock market, too, because it's like I want to talk about this stuff responsibly, because right now, if you look at the cryptocurrency market, it's kind of crashing right now.
Okay.
I think people are just unsure about it. And how they want to go about it. And then, you know, the government's trying to regulate it. So it's kind of like in this in-between stage, but it really does level the playing field, because now you have countries who were once kind of excluded. Like, if you don't have a computer, you can't really do it. But now you can trade with your phone. And so developing countries will get the opportunity where people can send them money and kind of help them get out of their condition that they're in. And so it really is an opportunity to level the playing field. But I'll also be talking about U.S. stocks and what that looks like. I'm still kind of a stock girl myself, because it's just not as volatile and it's more, I want to say, reliable in a way. It's just not, it makes me able to sleep a little better at night, you know. But I want to talk about some of the technical analysis tools that I don't want to say kids, but I do want to educate them, because even though I had a master's degree, we never talked about trading. And my master's is in business. We never talked about trading. We never talked about finance. You know, we never talked about credit score. So I want to talk about some of the importance of those things. And then also the law of attraction. The presentation I'll be giving is Money, Power, and the Law of Attraction.
Oh, okay. So it's called Money, Power, and the Law of Attraction.
Yeah.
And these are some of the things you're going to be talking about. Yeah, I recently heard a term, financial literacy,
mm-hmm.
and it occurred to me that was a great way to describe what had been missing as far as my training and education in life. And I thought about how these are things that we stumble into in adulthood. Often there are some pretty, sometimes traumatic consequences that force us to learn things that I feel like we should be learning from childhood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, imagine if we learn to be financially literate from a very early age, the type of opportunities that and stability we would be able to have coming into adulthood.
Yeah, absolutely right.
And yeah.
So people who are out there buying those Jordans and stuff like that and eating McDonald's and all that, you could take that money and go buy Nike stock.
Okay.
You know, I stopped, once I really learned about financial education, I stopped buying those things. You know, I stopped buying. People are like, Keshi, are you broke? No, I'm not. I just take all the money I would have spent on clothes and I invest it. Why? Because when you have money, you don't have to look a certain way. You're confident in yourself, you know. But when you don't, you feel like, you know, we've been taught, you know, especially like through hip-hop. I'm a hip-hopper. Just like, I made it. Look at what I got, you know. But really, those who have stuff, you don't see it. The millionaires that I met, they wear white T-shirts and black jeans and penny loafers. And their shoes look old. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
But they know that they have money in the bank and they have houses. And they have stuff that's going to make them money. And so what I would like to see for our community is for us to start investing, not only just in the stock market, but in ourselves. Like, you know, our dollar leaves within, what, is it like 30 minutes?
So you're going to be doing this workshop on the 11th?
So I think it's the 10th.
Okay. At the Youth Summit?
Yes, the 10th.
Okay, at Open School East. And the summit's going to be going on from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m.?
Yes.
Okay, it's all ages. Bring the whole family down.
Yes.
And we've got about a minute left, and I wanted to ask you a question.
Uh-huh.
With all that we're talking about with financial literacy, economic empowerment, I have to note that a lot of the problems that we face as a human species that affect the whole planet and our ability to continue to survive and sustain ourselves have to do with capitalism. Mm-hmm. And so how do we learn how to be financially literate and economically empowered and also acknowledge the fact that the profit motive driven society that we live in has caused problems that might wipe us out?
I think that's a great question. I would say the purpose of Empress Rules is to think about the impact of your decision on others. You know, I'm not just going to make this decision and do what's best for my family. I want to think about how is this decision going to impact my community. And I'm not just talking about the Black community, but I'm talking about the community as a whole. And so to realize that, one, when we're inclusive, that's truly how we achieve exponential growth. You know, and it's also all of our responsibility to take care of this planet, you know. So I think that as we educate ourselves, you know, and realize that it's okay to share, you know, we don't have to. I think, was it Jesse the Body Venturi? He talked about a maximum wage of $1 million. I thought that was a great idea.
That is a decent idea, actually.
Because if you're a billionaire, if you had Twinkies, they call you a hoarder.
Right.
You know, why are you hoarding?
Right.
You know, there's enough to go around, and not just here, but around the world.
Okay.
And so I think if we just look at each other as human beings, right, just acknowledge the humanity and the beautiful spirits that we have the opportunity to encounter, that you'll want to share. You should want to share.
But what if my humanity is better than your humanity?
There's no such thing.
Hey, it's been good talking to you. Thank you so much for coming down. Kiyoshi, everybody look out for Empress Rules, and we hope to see you at the Youth Summit at Open School East on February 10th and 11th. Peace.
See ya.
This is KBOO Portland.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to host the class Hip Hop Past